baby, what are you doing here?
Well, I heard you're having a problem with one of the boys in your class, and so I thought I would just come down here and sit you both down, have a little talk, and make it all okay. Now, the boy's name is Sting Sun.
Jack, I hate him. He's a jerk.
Now, Ben, sometimes people may seem like jerks on the outside, but they have famous fathers.
I have to go. My friend Doug is waiting for me over there.
Him you're friends with. Excuse me. Can I help you with something? Yes. Yes, you can. I'm looking for Jack's parents.
Are you with one of the students?
Uh-huh. I'm with Ben.
Are you one of Ben's mothers?
I am one of Ben's mothers. I'm a lesbian. It was difficult coming out to my parents.
Well, hi, I'm Jenny Boone. I'm a new teacher here.
Oh.
I've only met your partner, Carol.
Ah, okay, so that would make me Susan.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you looking for Jack's parents to discuss the problems he's having with Ben?
Yeah, because I really do think the parents should sit down together and have a conversation.
Yeah, let's do that!
That sounds good. We should sit down and talk. Just me, my lover Carol, and the Stings. Now, how will I get in touch with them?
Oh, there are numbers on the contact sheet.
Uh-huh. Could I get a copy of that? Because Carol threw it out. She lost ours. She's such a scatterbrain. But, man, what a hot piece of ass.
You know, that party wasn't bad.
Yeah. I didn't know they'd be dancing. That was a fun surprise.
Yeah, I don't see any cabs. Maybe we should just walk.
No, we can't walk.
It's like 15 blocks of subway. Let's go.
Hey, do you think that we can get to the subway right there if we climb down through that manhole cover?
What's going on?
I can't walk, okay? Okay, these boots were a huge mistake.
What?
Okay, you were right, all right? I never should have bought them. They're killing me, one toe at a time.
So I was right. This is what it feels like to be right. It's oddly unsettling.
How are we going to get home? Maybe a piggyback ride?
Hop on.
Okay, wait, just give me a second. Let me just get my boots off first. Oh, God. Oh.
Honey, I know you're in pain right now, but I'm a little turned on.
Do you ever worry that you'll be walking and your baby will just, like, slip out?
What college was that, Dina?
Oh, my God. Bobby.
Hi, Dina. Good to see you.
Joey, what are you doing?
Just what needs to be done.
Dearly beloved, we gathered here to join
us. Joey, this is crazy.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking to God.
Now, where were we? All right, okay. Do you, Dina, take this man?
No.
Oh, you'll take him.
No, I won't.
Hey, you don't get a say in this.
Yes, I do.
Ah, I heard I do. We're halfway there. Okay.
All right, Joey, that is enough. Listen, as beautiful and moving as this ceremony is, this is not legal, okay? They don't have a marriage license. They don't have any witnesses. And the groom only has on one shoe.
Yay, he took the other one off and hit me with it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to realize that they are adults and that they can make their own decisions.
No, they can't. They were stupid enough to get knocked up.
Hey! Contraceptives are not always effective, right?
Yeah, we kind of didn't use any.
Oh, come on, kids, a little help here.
This place is incredible. Sting's pen that he gave to Phoebe. Come on, secret passageway.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Trudy.
Uh-huh.
Must be Ben's mom.
Why else would I be here?
Just sit down.
Uh-huh.
I gather Jack and Ben haven't been getting along lately.
Yeah. I'm sure there are two sides to this story, but all I've heard is that Ben's a bit of a poo-poo head. I'm sorry, won't Jack's father be joining us?
Well, I'm sorry, Jack's father's not available.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then could we reschedule for, say, Friday night, perhaps at 8 o'clock?
Oh, no, I know that wouldn't work. My husband's in concert.
Concert? Yeah. That just put us in quite a pickle. Because, you see, I'm very busy before and after the concert, and he's obviously busy during.
So, I guess you and I should talk about Jack and Ben right now.
Unless, okay, I would be willing to go to the concert. All the while thinking about the children, of course.
Are you here for tickets?
Oh, thank you. 4 would be great.
Giving concert tickets to someone who used their son like this.
Oh, then you're in luck. Ben's not my son.
Look, I've just pressed a button triggering a silent alarm. Any minute now, the police will be here.
The police here? A reunion?
Okay, 10 blocks down, 5 to go.
Oh, wait, stop, stop, stop!
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need a break?
My boots in tan. Hey, can you get a little closer so I can see the price?
I can see it from right here. It'll cost you one husband.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I can walk the rest of the way now. Just give me my boots.
I don't have your boots.
Well, I don't have them either. Where are they?
Well, why don't you check in one of my saddlebags while I chew on a bale of hay? Honey, are you seriously ever going to wear the boots again?
Okay, I'm never going to wear them again. I just didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
You know what? You can say goodbye to the tan ones.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye, boots. Wait! Half off!
Joey. Just because they're not getting married doesn't mean that this is going to be a disaster. Maybe they have a plan.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's hear their plan. Now, what's the future look like for Dean and Bobby?
Well, I really have high hopes for my band.
You were right. He is funny.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I bet when you told people at first that you wanted to be an actor, they laughed at you. Now, come on, Bobby, why don't you tell us a little bit about your band?
Well, it's just me and my pal, Rooster. The band's name is Numb Nuts.
Really?
Dina, if you're having a baby, you should be married. Even if it is to Bobby. Dude, that's not a compliment.
Look, Joey, I knew you wouldn't be supportive.
So what, what? What are you going to do? You're going to have the baby and raise it by yourself? Without a husband? You can't be a single mother alone. You're gonna ruin your life.
Oh, excuse me. Am I ruining my life?
No. It's different for you. You're so strong and together. You're not some dumb kid who doesn't know what she's doing.
Excuse me?
One pregnant woman at a time, please. I just want you to be okay.
So forcing her to marry Bobby is gonna make that happen?
Maybe. Yeah. So, what kind of music does Numb Nuts... Oh, forget it. I can't.
Joey, I am scared to death about this. But I really think I can do it. I'm just going to need some help. And Bobby's going to be here the whole time.
Bet I am. And to answer your earlier question, we're straight up gangster rap.
Look, Rachel's told me how much easier you've made all this on her. Why can't you do that for me?
Because you're my baby sister.
And you're my big brother. I mean, you're my favorite guy in the whole world. I'm not even scared to tell Mom and Dad. I was scared of telling you.
Well, I'd be scared of them, but all right.
Joey, I can't stand the thought of having this baby with you mad at me. I want him to have his uncle. Is my baby gonna have his Uncle Joey?
Of course he's gonna have his Uncle Joey.
We're gonna be all right. I mean, even if we're not married, this baby is gonna be so loved. And not just by us.
That's right. By his uncle, too.
And by you.
Okay, Bobby, why don't we just come over here and let them have a little moment, okay?
Come here.
No, seriously, what's wrong with you?
You're gonna love me so much. I got sting tickets!
Oh my God, I do love you! How did you do it?
Well, let's just say, Ruskin!
Where are the seats?
Middle balcony.
Okay, now would you say that that's more than 50 yards away from Sting, his wife, or a member of his family?
Yeah.
Then that's not breaking the law. There!